Hey, this is Tremaine.
How you doing?
Hi. This is Carolina on a recorded line. I understand you were just transferred to me here. Would you like to see if you met the criteria to participate in the Roundup lawsuit?
Definitely.
Okay, great. And did you already have an attorney help you with filing for a claim?
No.
Okay. So you haven't signed any paperwork or anything like that with another law group?
No.
Okay, great. Okay, now was it yourself or maybe a loved one that was diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma?
No, just me.
Okay, and I'm so sorry to hear that. Do you know what type of non-Hodgkin's lymphoma it was?
It was a B cell, lymphoma.
Okay, let's see here. I see a diffuse large B cell lymphoma. Was that the one?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, and have you had more than one non-Hodgkin's lymphoma diagnosis?
Yes, that's one.
Okay, so just the one. Okay, and what year was it that you were diagnosed with that?
September 2014.
Okay, September 2014. Was that primarily at home that you were using it?
Yeah, residential, yes.
Yeah, no worries. At home. Okay, do you have the address of where you did spray it?
1457 North Monitor.
1457, and that was North Monitor?
Yeah, Monitor Avenue,
Okay.
Chicago, Illinois, 60651.
Oh, I see it here. Okay, so 1457 North Monitor Avenue, and that was in Chicago, Illinois, 60651.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, perfect. Okay, do you know if anyone else in the house sprayed it as well, or was it just yourself?
Just me in the yard.
Okay, just yourself. And how old were you when you were diagnosed in 2014?
31.
31. And how many years did you spray the Roundup for?
I'll say about 8 years.
Okay, about 8 years. It is a little redundant. I know you just let me know 8 years, but you have sprayed Roundup for at least 10 days or more. Yes or no?
Oh yeah, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I'm
Okay.
sorry. My mother 8 days. I'm sorry. Eight days in my year. I'm sorry.
Perfect. No worries, no worries. Okay, and then the phone that we're speaking on, is this a smartphone or a landline?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. That was a smartphone, you said?
Yeah, smartphone.
Okay, great. Are you a resident of the United States, Tremaine?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, great. Okay, now I am required to ask, have you ever been diagnosed with HIV or AIDS, autoimmune disease, hepatitis C? Rheumatoid arthritis, diabetes, cancer requiring chemotherapy other than the non-Hodgkin's lymphoma diagnosis, organ transplant, hepatitis B, Epstein-Barr, or lupus. Any of those?
No.
Okay. Great. And do you have a family history of cancer?
No.
Okay. Great. Okay. So I see the first name here, Tremayne. Is that right?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, cool. Did you have a middle name as well?
No, Matt, last name Matthew, Massey.
Perfect.
Yeah, middle name R. R. Massey.
Okay. You said the middle name was R?
Yeah, R. Dot Massey. Yeah.
Okay, so it was Tremaine R. Massey.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, cool. Did you have a suffix, junior, senior, anything like that?
No.
Okay. And can you confirm your gender for me? Hi, Jermaine, can you hear me?
Is it again?
Yeah, can you confirm your gender for me?
Male, male.
Okay, perfect. And what was your meritus, I'm sorry, your marital status?
I'm married.
Okay, perfect.
Single.
Okay. Okay, do you know your full social?
340 80 6272.
Okay, again, that was 340-806272.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, great. And what was your date of birth?
1/18/1974.
Okay, again, that was January 18, 1974. Great. And how did you first learn a connection between Roundup and your illness? Did the doctor let you know? Did you see on an ad?
Yeah, I've seen an ad
Okay.
on a commercial.
An ad or commercial. Okay. And roughly when was that? Was that around the time that you were diagnosed or was that more recent?
Yeah, about the time I was diagnosed, yeah.
Okay. Okay, no worries. Okay, and what was your height?
5'11".
Okay, perfect. 5'11". And your weight, do you know it?
About 215.
Okay. About 215. Great. Let's see here. Okay, I don't see an email on file with us. Do you have an email that you use?
Yeah, T Massey, TMASSEY,
Mm-hmm.
481@gmail.com.
Okay. So again, that was D, and was that D as in dog or T?
No, that's T. T is in Tremaine. T
Oh, C.
M A S S. Yeah, T. T M A S S E Y E Y at 481@gmail.com.
Okay, perfect. So again, that was TMASSEY481@gmail.com.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, perfect. And I see the phone number on here is 773-661-7380. Is that right?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, I know you used it for roughly 8 years. Do you know how many times a year or how many times a month that you would spray?
I'm gonna say maybe twice a month.
Twice a month. Okay. So that'd be about 24, 25 times in a year.
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay. Okay. And at least one of those years was before your diagnosis, right? You sprayed before?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, perfect. And why? I'm sorry, you sprayed for about 8 years. Do you know when it was that you started spraying it?
I'm gonna say probably July 2005.
Okay, so that was July of 2005, you said?
Yeah.
Okay, and then the very last time that you sprayed it, do you know when that was?
I'm approximately maybe like December 2013.
December 2013. And did you stop spraying it because you started feeling symptoms, or was there another reason?
Yeah, I thought I'm feeling right.
Yeah. Okay, so you started getting some symptoms.
Yeah,
Okay.
my throat was hurting, and I started throwing up, and I had real bad diarrhea.
Yeah, and I'm so sorry about that. Okay, and do you know how you did spray it? I know they have a hand sprayer that it comes with. Was it like that?
Yeah, I sprayed it up.
Okay. The hand sprayer. Did you use any protective gear when you were applying it?
I have some rubber gloves.
Okay, that's good. Some gloves. Okay, and I know you sprayed it around the house. Was that like in the backyard or the front yard?
Yeah, back in front yard, yep.
Okay. Back and front yard. Great. And was that in Illinois that you used the product in?
Yes, ma'am, Chicago.
Okay. Okay, and I mean, it is Chicago, but I do have to ask, was there anywhere, I'm sorry, was there a water well anywhere near there?
No.
Okay. Okay, no water well. And have you ever been exposed to any other herbicides, benzene or Agent Orange?
No.
Okay, that's great. Okay, now I said, let me see, just one second. Okay, great. The Roundup, do you remember if it was a type of concentrated version where you have to dilute it, or was it the premixed?
It was, I had to concentrate it, I had to mix it with water.
Okay. And then was that bought like at a Home Depot, Walmart?
Yeah, Home Depot.
Okay. No worries. Home Depot. Now I know it is a stretch, but do you have any type of credit card receipts, any purchase information?
No, I don't.
That's okay. And do you have any Roundup in your possession?
No, I get rid of it.
Okay, that's good. Okay, have you ever smoked?
No, I'm
No?
smoking.
Great. Are you currently employed?
No.
Okay, no worries. Have you ever lost time away from work because of any surgery or treatment related to your illness?
Yes, I did.
Okay. Do you remember when it was or how long that you were out of work because of that?
Yeah, I worked for a long time. I had to go through radiation therapy.
Okay. And how long was it that you
So,
couldn't work?
almost a year.
Okay. Was that the year that you were diagnosed? Or I'm sorry, the year after? Okay. Okay. And you don't have any military background, right?
No.
Okay. Have you ever been involved with any other lawsuits or filed disability?
No.
No. And no filing for workers' compensation claims or bankruptcy either?
No.
Great. Other than minor traffic offenses, have you ever been convicted of a crime?
No.
Okay. Great. Okay, now it does ask for a physician name. Do you remember maybe the doctor that diagnosed you or that treated you?
His name was Dr. Jacob. His last name is Rotmiski.
Okay.
Rotmiski.
Means key. Let's see here. Okay, I see a Dr. Jacob. It looks like rot mensch, something like that.
Yep.
Okay. Yeah, I see this one is in Illinois, so I'm assuming this is the same one. Okay, and what was the hospital in Illinois that you were treated at?
It was a Rush University Medical Center.
Okay. And again, that was in Chicago, Illinois.
Yes, ma'am. Chicago, Illinois.
Perfect. Let's see here. Okay. I see the Rush University Medical Center. Was that on West Harrison Street?
Yep,
Okay.
1620 West Harrison Street.
Yeah, perfect. Okay, one second. Okay. And how else has the diagnosis of the lymphoma caused any long-standing side effects, anything like that that you want us to take note of? Any trouble sleeping or trouble breathing?
Yeah, I had shortness of breath for a while,
Okay.
but yeah.
Okay, well that's really good to hear. Okay. And do you have medical records that indicate the diagnosis?
I don't have them, but you can reach out to the doctor and get them.
Okay, great. So the
They went to a
hospital has
doctor,
them?
so you can,
Okay.
yes.
Yeah, perfect. Okay, one second. I'm so sorry. These questions are a little repetitive. Okay. And the healthcare facility and where you got your treatment, that was at the same Rush University Medical Center place?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, perfect. Okay, again, just one second. Okay. Now, when you got your treatment for, I know you said you went through some radiation, was that in 2015?
Um, 2014.
Okay. And that was towards the end of the year?
Yeah.
Okay. Would you say around maybe October?
I'm gonna say it probably September.
Okay, September of 2014. Okay, and I know you mentioned radiation. Did you ever do chemotherapy or any surgeries?
I did chemo. They gave me like a they gave me chemo, the drug through the IV, and I got
Okay.
two injections.
Okay. And again, I'm so sorry to hear that. And the address from earlier, let's see here. This 1457 North Monitor, is this your current address?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Again, that was, let's see here, 1457 North Monitor Avenue, Chicago, Illinois, 60651.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, and there was no apartment number, right? Okay, perfect. Okay, now we do request an emergency contact just in case we can't reach you. This typically just prevents disruptions in your case. Do you have anyone that comes to mind?
Yes, I'm gonna give you I'm gonna give you a number. Her name is a Tiffin.
Okay. And does she live with you?
Yes.
Okay, and what, I'm sorry, what was the name? How was that spelled?
This like this TIFH this.
Okay.
The number is 773-538-6585.
6585, perfect. Okay, and what was the relationship?
It's my cousin.
Okay. Okay, great. So I do just want to verify again just some information just so we don't have to start this process over. Again, you don't know anyone else that might have used Roundup and was affected by it?
No, ma'am.
Okay, great. And then I believe, let's see here. Okay, you said you were diagnosed around September of 2014, is that right?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And first name was TREMAYNE, middle name initial R, last name Massey.
Yes.
Okay. Perfect. It looks like it was the Rush University Medical Center down in Chicago, Illinois. Okay, great. So what I'm gonna do now is I do want to confirm this information over on our DocuSign. And do you are you familiar with DocuSign?
Doctor Who?
DocuSign.
A doctor sign. Okay, yeah.
Okay, perfect. So what this DocuSign is for is it's just giving us permission to go ahead and pull those medical records for you. Or should I say the attorneys giving them permission to pull the medical records for you. Now it looks like I am submitting this now. Just one second, okay?
Okay.
Okay. And do you want this to your email, to your text messages, or both?
Oh, you sent to my text message.
Okay. Sounds good. Okay, I'm just making sure sometimes it maps out kind of odd. I'm just making sure nothing is overlapped. Okay, now I just sent it. It should be popping up in your notification shortly. And again, this is just for the attorneys to be able to pull your medical records. Okay, have you seen that pop up?
Yeah, that's it.
Okay, great. Okay, and then let me know if you do have any trouble signing. I know sometimes there is issues, but it should be a fairly quick process.
Okay. Okay, I'm done.
Okay, perfect. I could double check, see if I received it on my end. Okay, great. I do see this. Basically, that should be the start to your process, Tremaine. I am going to send you an email. It's going to have my contact information and the contact information of the firm that's going to be helping you. Besides that, you know, I applaud you for taking the first step towards, you know, it is a big step. You know, these companies do hurt a lot of innocent families. So besides that, I thank you so much for your time, and I hope you have a good Halloween, okay?
Thank you so much. I appreciate you. Thank you so much.
Of course. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.